Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Okay, we're holding in Nedarim Daf Chafav, and the Gemara is discussing what we learned in the Mishnah in yesterday's Daf, that the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in the case of Nedarim Shagos, that Beis Shammai oimim hey mutarim ashi imayin asurin, Beis Hillel oimim elu ve'elu mutarim. So Beis Hillel is of the opinion that not only are the people that the person didn't want to be mutter, are they mutter? But rather, that by nature of the fact that those people are mutter, so hu adin, everyone else is also mutter. Why is that? So the Gemara brings the Mishnah later on in Daf Samach Vav, that it's based on the idea of neder shehutar miktsasoi, hutar kule. So this is based on the Mishnah later on in Daf Samach Vav and Melalef. And over there, there's machlekes between the Ran and the Rosh. Why is it that it was pashut to Rebbe Kiva? Why did Rebbe Kiva machadesh the neder shehutar miktsasoi hutar kule? So the Ran over there, he brings the Hezbra of the Yerushalmi. So he says in the third line over there, Yafinan labi Yerushalmi midechsiv kechol hayotze mipiv yaseh demash medavka kishakuloi kayim, that the mashmayus of the word kechol hayotze mipiv yaseh is only if the everything that was yotze mipiv, if it's kayim, then he has the obligation of yaseh, but if it's not kuloi kayim, then he has no obligation of yaseh. The Ran also earlier in Dav Gimel, he also brought this Yerushalmi down. But the Rosh, so he says something else. The Rosh says on the Mishnah that afal pi shaloi matzah pesach al kuloi, that even if the reasoning of the heter was only for miktasai, nevertheless the rest of the neder is mutter. Why is it? Deloi nader meikara ela al das sheneskayim kuloi, because of the kavana of the person. B'shas haneder is that he has in mind that it should only be chal the neder, but ifen the kuloi is kayim. Nimtza, says the Rosh, hataras miktasai pesach lekulei. So because a person is only neider, adaita tahachi, that the entire thing should be kayim, so says the Rosh, that when a person has a pesach hamiktasai, so that itself is a pesach on the rest. Why? Because just like adaita tahachi, that I would have thought about the fact of Shabbos yom tovim, I wouldn't have made the neder. So too, adaita tahachi, that I would think that some of my neder is going to be chal, and some of my neder is not going to be chal, adaita tahachi, I also didn't make a neder. So says the Rosh, that Nimtza, the Pesach of Miktsasai, is a Pesach Lukulei. So we have two explanations. One is the explanation of the Ran, that it's a Gzeres HaKosov, Kol HaYoytzim Mipiv Yaseh, Davka Kulei Kayim, and the explanation of the Rosh, because the Das of the person is only that it should be Kayim, Ba'ofen, that it's Kulei Kayim. Now, what is the Nafka Mina between the Rosh and the Ran? So the question is really that how are we supposed to understand the Rosh? So I'll tell you what I mean, that in Simen Resh Chav Tes, so in the Beis Lachem Yehuda, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, so he says, very pashut nafka mina. He says, what's going to be if a person is mefarish, bifnei hachacham, that Reb Chacham, that I want you to know, that I know that there's a halacha of neder shehutar miktsasoi hutar kulei, but I really don't want it to be chal. I want the rest of the neder to remain chal. I only want to make a Pesach. I only want you to be matter me one part of the neder, says the Beis Lechem Yehuda. So this will be the nafka mina between the Ran and the Rosh. According to the Ran, it's Gzeres HaKosov, Kekol Yoytzim Mipiv Yaseh, so it's totally in the Chalois HaNeder, that the Chalois HaNeder is mitl tayo, one piece to the other piece. And therefore, by nature of the fact that Miktsasa is Batal, the Chalois of the Bittal is something which is Mechal HaBittal and the rest of the neder. Whereas, according to the Rosh, says the Beis Lechem Yehuda, so what does the Rosh say? He only says that it's a nimtza pesach lekulei, but it's mashma that you still have to come on to the heter chacham, and therefore ba'ofen that the person says clearly, I don't want the rest of the neder to be bato, says the Beis Lachem Yehuda, according to the Rosh, it's not going to be bato. Now, Rav Gustman, in Kuntzei Shiurim, so he points out that the Beis Lachem Yehuda is really saying a very radical interpretation of the Rosh. In other words, he's understanding the Rosh very, very literally. And the Vada, the Pashtus in Rosh, is not like the Beis Lachem Yehuda understood, but rather, that just like the Stimas HaMishnah is, that it's always Batal, the Neder Shehutar Miktsasoi Hutar Kulei is an all-across rule, and it's not dependent on what the person says, it's not dependent on what the person wants. And so what does the Rosh mean to say that Nimtza Pesach Kulei? What he means to say is that because there's this cloud that the Das of the person was only going to be an entire Neder, that's why the Chalois Heter HaMiktsasoi is Mispashit on Kulei. But Avada, says of Gustman, the Rosh never meant to say that if a person decides that he doesn't want to be shtel tzu to this halacha of nedar shorta miktasa shorta kulay, that his ratzon makes an afkamina if it's going to be batal or not. But rather, that even according to the Rosh, even if a person is tzavach, that he doesn't want it to be batal, nevertheless it's batal. Why? Because b'shas ha-neder, a person's das is always that it should only be chal ba'ofen that he wanted it to be chal from the onset, and therefore, any time that there's going to be a chalais heter, a miktasoi, that chalais heter is going to be matter the rest as well. So if that's not a nafkamina, so what is the nafkamina? So there's two more cases that l'chora are going to be nafkaminas between the Rosh and the Ran. Rabbi Kivya Eger in Chuvas, in Chedak Aleph Simen Samachay, so he speaks about a case that a person made a neder on some things which is, if he wants to eat, he's allowed to eat, and some things that he's not allowed to eat, on machalas asuras. So the halacha is that if a person makes a neder on machalas asuras, ba'ifen that is koilo, that so there's no problem of enes or halal iser, so the halacha is, based on the Yushalmi, it's brought down in Simen Reish Chav Ches, that it's forbidden for a chacham to be matter of such a neder. Why is it forbidden for a person to be matter of such a neder? Because we're scared that why is this person coming to matter the neder? He anyway doesn't want to eat it. It must be that he really does want to eat it. And this neder is really what's holding him back from eating it. And therefore, when the chacham has to be choshesh, that really if he's matter this neder, then this is going to lead this person to be nichshel in the avera, and therefore it's forbidden for the chacham to be matter a neder which is going to be mekayim, to be mechazek, the iser Torah. So now, what is the din b'dieved? The high note that we said that the chatchila is forbidden for the chacham to be matter such a neder. But what if the Chacham forgot about this Isser and he was in fact matter the neder? So over there, in Se'if Tezvav over there, in Resh Chav Ches, so the Mechaber brings two days. What's the din b'di'eved? If b'di'eved, the neder on the Dvar Isser is mutter or not. And the Shach over there is Masik lahalacha, that we paskin, that we're machmir, that it's even b'di'eved, it's not mutter. Now, with that Hakdama, so now we come to the question of Rebbe Kveger, and that is, what if a person only makes a Pesach, he comes to the Chacham, and he doesn't tell the Chacham that there was a different part of the Neder. He only tells the Chacham about the part of the Neder which is permitted for the Chacham to matter, the Hainu, the Chelek HaRashus. So now, the person comes before the Chacham, and he says, I made a Neder, and Sasan Shatz, and I'm Mischaret, and I have a Pesach, and the Chacham is matter the Neder. And then the person says, you know, Chacham, there was another thing I didn't tell you, that together with this neder, in the same word, in the same sentence, I also made a neder on a dvar iser. The question is, b'kai gavna, that now that we were already matter, the chelek of the rishos, is the chelek of the iser, is it batal me'elov? Says Rik Veger, yes it is. Why is that? Because the only time that we say that b'dievet, it's not chal deheter, that's only ba'ofen that the asiyas hachacham has to be chal, and the chedek ha'iser. However, ba'ifin, that the asiyas ha'hatara is only chal on the chedek rishus, and the heter on the dvar iser is chal mi'elov, because of the halacha of neder shabbatah mitzvah shabbatah kulei, b'kagavna, it doesn't make sense to say that afilu b'dieved is not going to be mutter. However, the Baruch Tam, that's Rebbe Baruch Frenkel Tumim, so in the Shar HaKoylo Din Gimel, he says that this halacha of Rikveger is mamish, not pashut. Why not? Because it's tali in the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ran. Says the Baruch Tan, that what Rebbe Kveger says, that it's Chal Me'elov, the Heter, that's true according to the Yishami, according to the Ran. If the reason why, Neter Shehut Mekhtas Shehut HaKulei, is because of Kechol Yotz Mepiv Yaseh, so that's a din, the Chal Yotz Neder, and it's not totally in the Asiya of the Chacham at all. However, what did the Rosh say? The Rosh gave a different Hasber, to Hainu, that a person who's neider, he's only neider, adaita tehochi, that the entire Neder should be Chal, and therefore adaita tehochi, that it should be Chal Mekhtasay, and not chal the other mikzas, adai titochi, he was neder, and that is why, according to the Rosh, the neder is batal. Says the Baruch Tam, that when we come to a neder, an advar iser, so the svara of the Rosh is not applicable. Why not? Because it reasons to say that when a person made a neder, an advar iser, so his ikr kavana was to be mechazik the iser. And therefore, even if the neder and the dvar shos would be batal, but this person certainly has a toelis in the fact that the neder is going to remain on the dvar yisr, because he's the chizuk that he wanted to bring out of the neder that is going to remain. Adrabah, it makes a lot of sense to say that the only reason why he was moisif the dvar shos was only because he wanted to make an iser koilah in order that it should be chal on the iser. But if he could have had it that the neder would be chal on the iser and it wouldn't be chal on the dvar heter, that would be even better for him. So, b'kai gavna, says the Baruch Tam, according to the Svara of the Rosh, that the reason why neder shehut miktasa hut kulei is because of the das of the person as bikhay gavna, that the person, that the chacham was matter the chedek harashus and he wasn't matter the chedek haiser. So this will be an afkamina between the Rosh and the Ran. The second afkamina can be found in the Tshuvas Chasam Sefer in Yaradeya Simin Yod, where he discusses a neder that part of the neder was for his own toelis and part of the neder was for his friend's toelis. For example, let's say I want to be machazik myself in learning. So I say in front of my friend that, you know, I want to learn and I want to help you also. So I'm going to make myself an Isser Kainam unless I learn every day one Mishnah and I teach you a Mishnah. So in other words, he made a Tanai, he made a Kainam out Tanai, that the Tanai is the first of all that if he doesn't teach himself, he doesn't teach his friend. So this neder was for Toelis of himself and the Toelis of his friend. So what's the halacha? The halacha is the neder that I do l'toeles, my friend, so I can't be matter this neder without the das of my friend. That it's machalikas yishonim, but that's how we paskin, because we assume that I'm being neder al das chaveri. Who cares that I'm being neder al das chaveri? So therefore, when I come to the chacham to be matter the neder, so even if the neder will, even if the chacham will decide that my das was in fact betois, but it's not going to help, because even if my das was betayis, I was toile, my das, and the das of the person that the neder was letoivasi. So now the Chasam Sofer discusses a case that I come to the Chacham and I matter my chelek in the neder, dehainu, that chelek of the neder that I'm being answering, but the kainam, if I don't learn something myself. So that, because I'm totally, it's totally in my own das, so I do have the ability to make a Pesach. So says the Chasam Sofer, what's going to happen if I go to the Chacham and I speak about only about my chelik of the Chacham of the neder? Because Gavna are going to say that neder shehut miktasar hutar kule, and the Chasam Sefer says that it's not going to be chal. Why is that? Because we look at the chelik adas chaveri as something which is oimid b'fnei atzmai, and it doesn't make sense because Gavna to say that neder shehut miktasar hutar kule. And this halacha of the Chasam Sefer, so Rav Gustman, in that same Shir Klali, in Neder Shudah Miktasai, so he says that this also, Luchura, is dependent on the machalikas between the Rosh and the Ran. Dehainu, that the Svara of the Chasam Sefer is Chai V'Kayim according to the Svara of the Rosh. Dehainu, that because the Rosh says that the whole Svara of Neder Shudah Miktasai is because of the Das, so B'Kai Gavnu, that the chelik of the neder wasn't bechlal al daiti, but rather it was adas chaveri. So who cares that if ba'alma we say that I was only neder adas, that the entire thing should be chal yachad. But that's only true by that part of the neder which is at all dependent on my das. However, if part of the neder is dependent on my das, and part of the neder is not at all dependent on my das, so who cares that adaita the hochi, that the whole thing shouldn't be chal, I wasn't neder. Whereas, says Rav Gustman, according to the Ran, that the din of neder shehut miktasar hut kulei is because of the chalois haneder, so it doesn't make a difference, al dati tohochi, that whose das is dependent on, in a chinami, that part of this neder is totally in the das chaveri. But because the din of neder shehut miktasar is dependent on the chalois haneder, so it doesn't make a difference, and therefore even b'kai gavna, the chelik of the neder was al dati didi, and chelik of the neder was al das chaveri, afilu b'kai gavna, according to the Ran, it's going to be hutar kulei, whereas according to the Rosh, it's not going to. So we have three, which is really two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is the Beis Lechem Yehuda, that he understood the Rosh to be very literal, that the only time that we're going to say neder shehut miktasar hutar kulei is only if the Chacham actually is matter, because the person really wants to make a hataras nedarim, but we said that that's not the Pashup Shat. Secondly, we have the nafkamina of Rav Kaveger, when a person makes neder on a devar rishus and a devar iser. And thirdly, the nafkamina of the Chasam Sofer, when a person makes neder adai l'toivas atzmai and l'toivas chaveri. Okay, so the Gemara brings a machlokes between Rabba and Rava. What is the machlokes between Beisel and Meshame? That the Rabba says that the only time that there's a machlokes, if there is a din of neder shehut miktasar hutar kulei, that's only ba'ofen that the person says that I would have said the neder in a different way. However, says Rabba, if I would have said that kulchem asurim chutz mi'abba b'kagavno, even Beis Hillel agrees that the neder is not hutar kulei. So there's machlokes rishonim how to understand the shita of Rabba. What did Rabba mean when he said that the only time that Beis Hillel says it's mutter is only ba'ifen that he would have said plani plani, but not if he would have said that kulchem asurim chutz mi'abba. The Rambam, in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Ches, Halacha Vav, says as follows. He says, Avalim Amar kishigia alayan ilu ha'isi yodea sh'avi b'neihem, ha'isi oimer kulchem asurim chutz mi'avi, harei kulam asurim chutz mi'aviv, sh'arei gila daitoi Shalayhi de mikzas neder ela kamisha neder hayonoider umasna alaviv. So the Rambam says that the reason why, bekagavna that he says that he would have said kolcha masorim chutz miaba, it remains aser, is because gila daitoi that he was happy with the neder as he made it. The lecha mishnah is medayik in the Rambam that from the words of the Rambam shahre gila daitoi that he was happy with his neder. It's mashma that what if he wouldn't have been megala daitoi? What if we don't know what he would have said? That what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that if a person makes neder on other people, if he's madder other people from being nene, and then we know that his father was one of these people, and then he runs away. So his father is okay, because his father, he knows that it was chal atoyis on the fact that he was answering himself. But what about me? That I don't know what this person would have said, and he ran away, I can't ask him anymore. So the Rashba discusses this same halacha, and the Rashba says that b'kahagavna, I have to be noyig iser, because I don't know if he would have been maimed, or he would have been mishane, so I don't have the right to assume that he would have been mishane, and therefore misofik, it remains aser. Says the Lecha Mishnah, that we can be medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam disagrees with the Rashba and this Nekuda, that the Rambam, from the fact that he says that it's only Osir, because Gila Daitoi, it's mashma that if he wouldn't have been Megala Daitoi, but rather we don't know what he would have said, b'kagavna, it's Mutar Kulei. What is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba? The machlekes is that what is this inyan of Mishane? Is the pshat that we need the Mishane in order to be Mater, or is the pshat that ba'ifin, that he's Maimid, the Maimid is something which is misnaged to the din of Hoda Mektasar, Hoda Kulei? But Pashtus, I would have said that this machlekes is really dependent on the machlekes that we learned earlier. Dehainu, that we learned the machlekes that why is it the neder shehuta mektasar huta kulei? Is it because of the das of the neder, or is it the din in the chalois haneder? So I would have said that if it's the din in the das of the neder, so then the only time that we say that the das of the person wouldn't have, is not to have the neder, adaita tahochi, that it's only miktasi, not kulay, that's only ba'ifin that he's megalataita, that he shows us that he would have been mishane. Because ba'ifin that he's mishane, he's showing that really a za neder that had a kulchem, he wasn't interested in. However, if it's a din, the chalesa neder, I would have said that it's irrelevant if he's mishane or if he's maimid, that at best I would say, like the Rambam, that ba'ifin that you're maimid, that's a mechizik to the neder that's going to be misnagged. But this liya al kocha is not true, because what does the Ran hold about this machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba? So the Ran is madgish b'das Rabba that tarti b'inan. You need two things in order to be matter. The hainu that you also need the atois and the miktsasa, and also you need the mishane on the other part. The mashmais of the Ran is like the Rashba, that it's not the pshat that the maimed is what's misnagid, but rather that the mishane is what breaks. And that lefum rita is tzarechian, because according to the Ran, that the reason why neder shehuta muktasa huta kuloi is because is gzeras hakasuv on the chalaisa neder, like the Yushami, so lechura you shouldn't need to have the mishane, because the mishane is something which is misyaches to the das of the neder. That's bisagrayim is tzarechian. Al kopanim, so we have a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam, that between the Rashba and the Rambam, what is the din bistam? Or in other words, is the pshat in Rabba that the maimed is misnagid to the hotu miktsasa hotu kulei, or is the pshat that the mishane is what makes the hotu miktsasa hotu kulei? Now, the Rosh in the Psakim in Simen Ches, so he has an interesting suffix. He says that it's very nice to have a discussion about what if you would have been maimed, if you would have been mishane, when you have a bunch of people. But sometimes there's not such thing as maimed or mishane. That says the Rosh, what's the din if I take a neder from Basar of a Yayin? And I say, and then I have a Pesach and the Basar. So what's left? What's left is the Yayin. So there's no Kulchim over here. There's no two ways about it. That I would have said, I'm answering myself Yayin. there's no other way to say this neder, and therefore it doesn't make sense to say Mishane. What's the suffix of the Rosh? That this idea of Mishane, that is it necessary to have Mishane, that you can't have a Huda Hakula without having a Mishana, or the Bo'ifin that I could have been Maimid and I wasn't a Mishana, I was Maimid, that's problematic. Or in other words, the Fum Riyata, the Safik of the Rosh, is this exact Safik between the Rashba and the Rambam. To Hainu, what's the Pshat in Rabba? Is the Pshat in Rabba that the Mishana is what breaks the Neder, or the Pshat is that the Maimid is what's Mekayim the Neder? The Karanara in Daf Chavav and Beis, Dibur HaMaschil, V'ayin B'Dibur HaRosh. So he wants to be Peshet, this Suffolk of the Rosh. He has a Raya from the Gemara earlier in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara speaks about a person who's Neider Shtei Nazirus. And after he's Neider Shtei Nazirus, so he was Shoyal and one of them. So the Gemara discusses the fact that even though he was Shoyal and one of them, so the first one falls in. But what's more in the Gemara? That we don't say that because he was Shoyal and one of them, so automatically the second one is Batal because of the halacha of Neder Shehutu Miktasa Hutar Kulei. Says the Karanara, why shouldn't we say Neder Shehutu Miktasa Hutar Kulei? That's a raya to Yipeshet, the suffix of the Rosh. Because in this case of Shtei Nazirus, so a person was not Mishane, there was no other way to say it, but even though there was no other way to say it, but he didn't want to say it in a different way, and because he didn't want to say it in a different way, said that, according to the Karanari, is the reason why it doesn't make sense to say, Bata Miksasa, Bata Kulei. So says the Karanari, from this Gemara we can push it, the suffix of the Rosh, that the only time that we say Netosh Huta Miksasa, Huta Kulei, is only when you have a Mishane. Even Ba'ifin, it doesn't make sense to say Mishana. The Hainu, that the Mishana is what breaks the nether, and not that the Maimid is what's Mekayim the nether. Or in other words, that like the Shitas Haran, and not like the Shitas Harambam. But the Machne Ephraim, in Shavuos, Simen Ches, so he brings a fascinating thing. He says that the Tosfos, in Shavuos, Dav Chavzayin Mabez, so he asks this exact question of the Karanara. He asked a question. The Gemara says in Daf Yuches, the Neider Shtei Nazirus and Yishar Alechmen, what happened to Neider Shehutu Miktasa Hutar Kulei? So the Emesit, the Tosfos says a different answer. Tosfos says that you know why that we don't say Neider Shehutu Miktasa Hutar Kulei, because if a person was Nachas L'Minyona, because the person says I'm Mekabel on myself Shtei Nazirusim, whenever a person is Nachas L'Minyona, says Tosfos, it's as if it's two completely separate Nedarim. But if the person has two completely separate nedarim over there, it doesn't make sense to say neder shehutu miktasa hutar kulei. So says the Machne Ephraim that from the fact that Tosfos had shver that we should say over here neder shehutu miktasa hutar kulei, and he doesn't answer like the Karanara because there was no mishan over here, we can prove from the Tosfos that Tosfos holds like the Shitas HaRambam that the only time that you need mishane, that's only ba'ifin that if you wouldn't be mishane, that's a maimid. Why? Because it's not the pshat that you need the mishane. Really, even without the mishane, there's a svara to say neder shehutu miktasa hutar kulei. But rather, when a person is maimed, the fact that he's maimed is mekayim the neder. But often, that the being maimed the neder is misnagid to the din of neder shehutu miktasa hutar kulei. So now we have the shita of Rava. Rava says that the machlokes between b'shel mishamai is not speaking about in a case that he would have said plonia plonia surim, because in that case lekuli yama. But rather, the machlekes is, ba'ifin, he says that he would have said, kulchem chutz mi'aba. And in that case, the Gemara is toila, the machlekes beisela beshamai, in the machlekes Rimei and Rabbi Yossi, in tvois lashon rishon, or tvois lashon achron. So here, there's a machlekes rishonim, how to understand what Rava is trying to say. What is the heter nedarim of the rest of the neder? What is that dependent on, according to Rava? So the Ran will start off with that. He starts off that Rav is not arguing with Rabba in the Lamdas. That he starts off that the reason why it's mutter, in the case that he would have said plenty plenty asurim, is because it's tarti kidapricious. Because over here we have two things. First of all, the heter neder of the father, and also the mishane, the hainu, that the Ran is telling us that Rava agrees to Rabba that in order to have heter nedarim, you need two things. You need a heter in the chalais neder, and you also have to have a mishane. And the machlokes, according to the Ran, between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is that whether or not it's called Mishane is dependent on Tvos Lashon Rishon or Tvos Lashon Achron. How are the two things connected? So the Ran is masbir that if you hold the Tvos Lashon Rishon, so when a person says two things, that first of all Kulchem Asurim and second of all Chutz Mi'aba. So the emes is that we focus on the beginning of the statement, and therefore when we come to ask the question that is what he said at the beginning, kulchem, is that be'etzem what he wanted to say? Or in other words, is there a mishana here? So according to the Manda Amar of Tvos Lashon Rishon, says the Ran, that that's not called mishana, whereas according to the Manda Amar of Tvos Lashon Achron, that because that we make an emphasis on the surf of the Lashon, so therefore we look at the whole thing as one is one big dibur, and therefore this one big dibur of kulchem chutz mi'aba is in fact different than the dibur that in fact he said, which is kulchem alone, and therefore it's called mishana. That is the mahalich according to the Ran. So what's important to take out from the Ran is that the Ran understands that Rava does not argue with Rabba that in order to have hutam ektasa hutakule, you need mishana, and as the machlekes is there called a mishana or not? If you look at the Tosfos and the Ritva, so you see that they disagree with the Ran. And that is the Rabba really disagrees with Rabba. The Rava disagrees with Rabba that in order to have hutam ektasa hutakule, you do not need mishana. What is the Hezbollah and the Gemara according to Tosfos and the Ritva? So they're Masbara an interesting thing. They say that even if you don't need Mishana, but you certainly need that there is a Tos in the Dibur that he said. Or in other words, like this, that Be'emes, when a person says Kulchem, and he's looking at, and his father is there. So we have an Anan Sa'adi that a person doesn't mean to answer his father. So, in fact, the Anan Sahadi is mefarish, his kulchem, that when a person says a kulchem, he doesn't mean his father. He means that azah kulchem, that it makes sense that I have in mind to aser. So, when I say kulchem, I don't really mean every single human being who's here. I mean kulchem who's shaykh to the aser. So, if I would have just said kulchem, that itself is a reason that the kulchem is not mashma, that my father should be aser. However, Tosfos and the Ritva both say that what if a person says kulchem chutz mi'aba? Why did he say chutz mi'aba? Hare, even if he wouldn't have said chutz mi'aba, that it would have been clear from the etzem metzias, from the Anan Sa'adi, that a person didn't have in mind to ask for his father. But if a person says chutz mi'aba, that tells us that when he said kulchem, then in fact he really did have in mind to ask for his father. Dehainu, that the word kulchem really is soivel to pevushim. It could mean that every human being who's here, or could mean anybody who's shaykh to the Isser. And how do we decide which mashmais it has? It depends if he would have added on the chutz mi'abba or not. That if he would have added on the chutz mi'abba, that means that he has in mind when he says kolchem every human being. And that's why he has to specify chutz mi'abba. Whereas if he wouldn't have specified chutz mi'abba, then that shows us that really that Melchatchila, he had in mind that he meant anybody who's shaykh to the Isser, and he had never had in mind that the word kolchem should be koil his father. So now, the Tosfos and the Ritva, they both say that when a person says kolchem chutz mi'abo, so that a chayach over here, a tfeis lashen rishon, tfeis lashen achron. Dehainu, that what should we focus on? Should we focus on the fact that he said kolchem, or should we focus on the fact that he said chutz mi'abo? That if we focus on the kulchem, so then for a minute we're ignoring the fact that he says chutz mi'aba, and we say, what would have been if he just said kulchem? That would have told us that the kulchem itself has a mashmais, that it's not including the father. And that's why he didn't feel the need to say chutz mi'aba. What if we focus on the fact that he says the chutz mi'aba? That tells us that when he said kulchem, that he really did have in mind to be koil his father also. I must admit that the Tosfos and the Ritva's approach seems a little bit far-fetched, because how does it make sense to say that we ignore the fact that he says that he said chutz mi'abba based on the halacha of Tosfos Lashon Rishon? Hare, legabe our question of what is the mashmais of the word kolchem, so vado, if lemaisa we know that he said chutz mi'abba, so we know that when he said the word kolchem, he did have in mind to include his father as well. That's end parentheses, but lemaisa, that's what the Tosfos and the Ritva say, that if we hold Tfais Lashon Rishon, then when a person says Kulchem, then we ignore the fact that he said Chutz Mi'abba, and we say, what did he mean when he said Kulchem? He meant that everybody who shaykh to the Isser, and he milachatchila, he never meant for his father to be included in the mashmais of the word Kulchem. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, if it's shaykh on this, a huta miktas or huta kule. Why is that? Because when a person wants to make a huta miktas or huta kule, so he has to say that part of the neder, which was chal, is batal. So say the Tosfos and the Ritva that ba'ofen that milchatchila, that when a person says kolchem, the mashmais of the kolchem is not to include his father, so there's no hutam ektasa or huta kulei. Hare milchatchila, the mashmais of the word kolchem is chutz mi'abo. So it doesn't make sense to say batal ektasa but kulei. Whereas if we say Tosfos Lashon Achron, then the mashmais of the kolchem was really with his father, and in fact, that Aliba de Emes, he didn't say chutz mi'abba. So according to him, the mashmais of the word kolchem is including his father. In that case, the divr haneder of kolchem included his father, and part of that neder was in fact hutar. If it's really hutar, then hutar mektasar hutar kulei. That is the approach of the Tosfos and the Ritva. There is a little bit of a difference between the nuance of the Tosfos and the Ritva, that if you look at Tosfos, he says that that Aliba de Emes, according to Ma'ad Amar, Tfos Lashon Rishon, so it's mamish as if he didn't say the Chutz Mi'Abba. The Tfos Lashon Rishon, we take it all the way, and we ignore the fact that he says Chutz Mi'Abba. Akti kafti yashver, but wait a second, so why be Emes is his father mutter? If it's as if he didn't say Chutz Mi'Abba, so then why be Emes is his mutter? To which he says, that's really only Mikorach the Inan Sadi. The reason why his father is mutter is Ach V'rach because of the Inan Sadi, and it's halachically irrelevant that he said the Chutz Mi'Abba. Whereas according to the Ritva seems to be misyachis to the fact that he said the Chutz Mi'Abba. We don't have to come on to this chiddush that we completely ignore the fact that he says Chutz Mi'Abba, but rather that we say that the Iker, legabe the Mashmais, is still the Reisha. So to recap, Tosis and the Ritva explained that the opinion of Rava is that it's only shaykh to say Huter Miktsasai Huter Kulei, but often that there's a Huter Miktsasai and the Divrei HaNeder. Dehainu, that it's not enough that somebody was milchatchila never included in the mashmayis of the dibur, but rather it needs to be that he was included in the mashmayis of the neder, and afterwards afterwards was chal and a heter. Whereas if milchatchila it wasn't nichlal in the neder, so it doesn't make sense to say heter miktasar heter kulei because he wasn't part of the kulei. So in that way, so there's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Tosfos and the Ritva and the Ran. As to do you have to command to Mishana or not? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if Aliba de Emes, he said at the beginning that Pliny, and my father also. And afterwards, he was Shoyal on his father. So according to the Ran, Bikahai Gavna, that he said Mefurish, that his father is going to be Nechla, then the Mitzad Mishana over here, there's no Mishana. However, if the whole Inyan of Tveis Lashon Rishon, Tveis Lashon Achron, according to Rava, is that there has to be a Huter Miktsasai, so Ba'ifen, that he asked his father specifically, Avada this a Huter Miktsasai, that Harei Mefurish he was asked him, afterwards he's Matarim. So in the Bekai Gavna, Avada, there's going to be a Machlekes between the Ran and Tveis and Ritva. According to the Ran, Mishana it's not. Whereas, according to Tveis and Ritva, Huter Miktsasai, it is. That we find an interesting thing, according to the Ran, that even though the Ran had said that the makor of Huter Miktsasai, Huter Kulei is that from the Yerushalmi of Kachal Hayotzim Mipiv Yaseh, so it's not enough that Kulei Mitzad V'Chalois, but rather there needs to be a Shinai Mitzad V'Dibur, that the only time that there's going to be a Huter Miktsasai, Huter Kulei is only if there's something wrong with the Divrei HaNeder. Dehainu, the Kachal Hayotzim Mipiv Yaseh, that it's not enough the Chalois, but rather in the Dibur, which is the actual thing that's Yotzim Mipiv. According to the Ran, it's critical in Hataras, in Huter Miktsasai Huter Kulei, to have a shini in the Divrei HaNeder, that there's some breaking in the Divrei HaNeder, and not enough mitzad HaChalais. So we saw in the sugya the idea of Mishane, that there's tzadim to say that the only time that we say Huter Miktsasai Huter Kulei is only when there's Mishane, and we see that there's different gishas in the different Rishonim, that how critical is the Mishane to the Huter Miktsasai Huter Kulei. We saw on the one hand in the Ran that he says that this thing is muskum, that both according to Rabbah and according to Rava, it's true. We saw earlier in the sugya that according to the Rambam, even in Bedas Rabbah, it's not critical, but rather there's no such thing as Mishana. It's just that the Gilui Das is a called a Hakama. That the Hainu, that the Rambam Bechlal wasn't Mesiachis to the Mishana as being something which is a Tznai in the Huter Miktsasai Huter Kulei. And we see in the Tosfos and the Ritva that they say that is good for the Machlokes between Rabba and Rava, that according to Rava, that the Inyan of Mishana is critical to the Huter Miktsasai Huter Kulei, whereas according to Rava, the Mishana is not critical to Huter Miktsasai Huter Kulei. Okay, I want to discuss now the Machlokes that the Ran brings down between Tosfos and the Ramban, as to whether the din Huter Miktsasai Huter Kulei is only said by a neder which is Huter Ayidei Pesach, or it's also said by a neder which is Huter Ayidei Charata. So now, parenthetically, we see in the Ramban, from the fact that the Ramban is mechalik between Pesach and Charata, that Pesach and Charata are somehow different. And this, we've mentioned earlier, is something which is a machalikus vishenim, that we saw in Daf Chaf Aleph, that there's actually three shittas. That the Shitas HaRitva is that a Pesach and a Charata is really both midin Pesach. That a Charata, he calls it a Pesach Kal. L'umazois, the Shitas HaRambam is that really even a Pesach only works midin Charata. Whereas the mainstream view, which is the opinion of the Ran, and we see over here in the Rabban, is that a Pesach and Charata are two different parshias of how to be Matar and Neder. So that being said, so we want to figure out what is the difference, according to the Rabban, why is it that the only time we say that Neder Shota Miktasa Rota Kulu is only by Pesach and not by Charata. So the Taz, in Simen Reish Chav Tes of Katan Dalid, so he says that the difference is because a Pesach is Matar the Neder Lemafreya, whereas a Charata is only Mikana Lahabo. Dainu, that when we're coming to say that another Shehut Miktasa, Huta Kula, which we have to say that something changed in the Neder which was said. Dainu, that same Neder which was assered, the part that I didn't have a Pesach to, but something happened to that Neder. So that's only true, Boifin, that I'm being Matar Lemafreya. If I'm only being matur in the Kanal Haba, then the Neder, which the Sibas Isser, is Kedekoi Koi, and there's no reason that we should say on something which is Mikanal Haba, that Neder Shotu Mikhtasar Hotu Kulai. That's a very simple Svara, and that's what the Taz Mazbir Badas Haramban. However, if we look at the Ramban inside, so it's Mavur that that wasn't really what he meant. The Lashon of the Ramban is that by a Pesach, so the Neder was Betois, whereas by the Charata, so the Lashon Ramban is, Kulay hachocha matir, v'haneder kidekoi koi. Dehainu, that the difference between Pesach and Charata is not the one is Mikan al-Haba and one is Lemafreya, but rather that by one, that by Pesach it's Batois, whereas that the Charata, that it's not pshat that there's something wrong with the Neder, it's just that the Chocham is matir the Neder. Or in other words, what Ramban is saying is that the difference between a Pesach and Charata is that how is it that the neder is hutar. That by a Pesach, so the Hataras Nedarim is saying that we're being koveyed that the neder was a messed up neder. The reason why it's mutar is not just stam magic, hocus pocus, that the Chochm is matar the neder, but rather the Chochm says that the neder was a bad neder. And because it's a bad neder, that's why it's not chal v'isser. Because that the Chochm is saying that it was a bad neder, so because half of the neder was bad, so the rest of the neder falls off. However, by a charata, so the neder kidekoi koi, the neder is a good neder. It's just that lagabi the chalois, that the chochem is matter, the chalois iser. However, the neder was a good neder, and because the entire neder, even the part which is mutter, was a good neder, there's no reason why the other part of the neder should fall apart. Now, at this point, we can already start to think that what is the machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban? Dehainu, that the Ramban says clearly that the reason why that only Pesach is matter the other part of the neder, whereas charata is not, is because by charata, so the chalois, the heter is only misyachis to the chalois ha'iser, whereas by a pesach, so the heter of the hataras nedarim is misyachis to the divrei haneder. Dehainu, that the batul miktasa batul kulay is only ba'ofen that there's a bitul on the divrei haneder. If that's the case, so we can explain very simply, the chitas tatesvus is that get neder shehuta miktasa huta kula is lav dafka ba'ifin that the divrei haneder is batal, but rather neder shehuta miktasa huta kula is totally in the chalais haneder, and therefore even by charata that because the chalais haneder is huta miktasa, even though the divrei haneder was not huta miktasa, so therefore nevertheless it's huta kula. But the truth is that it's not so simple, because the stipler, so he brings a very interesting question from the Sefer Zichron Yechezkel. That the Zichron Yechezkel brings a raya to the Shitas Ramban as follows. The kasha is that based on the Mishnah at the end of the Masechta and Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, that the Mishnah over there is speaking about hafaras habal, and the Mishnah says that a woman that says netula ani mina yehudim yafer chelko utehei mishamashtoi. So this woman, she said, she took neder netula ani mina yehudim. The Ran is masbir. What's it mean netula ani mina yehudim? That she assers herself, betashmish, not only on her husband, but rather on the entire world, that she assers herself, betashmish, on the whole world. And what's the halacha? The halacha is, yafer chelkoi, that v'utehei netula min ha'yudim. So the Mishnah says clearly that it's chala hafara on the isra legabe the baal. However, utehei netula min ha'yudim, dahainu, that the rest of the neder is kidekoi koi, or in other words, that we don't say b'kai gavna, that neder shutam ektosoi, hutar kuli. So we see in the Mishnah very clearly that by hafara we don't say huta miktasa or huta kule. And the question is, why not? So the emphasis is that the Ran by us, so he's meramis to this idea. And at the very end of the Ran, before the Mishnah of Nidrei Onsen, so he says that V'chein hadin b'hafaras habal dekai malon bal megiz gayis. Now, what does the Rad mean to say? He's referring to the sugya in Nazir Dav Chaf Aleph, that over there the Gemara has a suffix that how does it work hafara? Is that when a baal does hafara, is he megiz gayis or he meker akar? Or in other words, is the chalais heter, is it mikan lehaba or is it lemafreya? So says the Ran that because kai malon the baal megiz gayis and therefore the chalais heter of hafara is only mikan lehaba, therefore it's pasha that we're not going to say that nedesh hoter miktasa hoter kule by hafara. That is how the Ran is masbir over here. Why the mission over there is mevor that we don't say hoter miktasa hoter kule. However, the kasha is like this, that ask the Knesset Yechezko that it's not so pashut, that the Gemara in Nazir has a suffix. There's a tzad in the Gemara that really about is Meker Okar, that really it is Chalim Afreya. Haray, that how could there be a tzad in the Gemara that about is Meker Okar? How is that going to stem with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says very clearly, by Hafar we do not say Hotem Ektasar Hotem Kulei, and nevertheless, there's a tzad in the Gemara that about is Meker Okar. How could that be? If it would be the baal is meker akar, it must be that if that's the case, then it should be that not the hotem miktasar hotem kulei. And from the fact that it's mavur that we don't say hotem miktasar hotem kulei, even on the tzad that it's meker akar, from that says the Knesset Yechezkel is a raya brura to the shitas haramban. The hainu that the only time that we say hotem miktasar hotem kulei, it's only ba'ofen that it's hutar al yidei Pesach. Why? Because the Pesach is saying that it was a bad neder. The reason why we're matter the neder is because there's something wrong with the neder, because it was neder tois. However, ba'ofen that the neder is kitakoi koi, like by charata or by hafara sabal, even if we're going to say that it's hutar al mefreya, we're not going to say hutar mektas or hutar kulei. So to answer this question, so the stapler says that we have to rethink why was it that Tosfos disagreed with Ramban? Or in other words, that we said earlier that Bipshutai, the reason why Tosfos disagrees with Ramban is because he holds that the din hotem ektasar hotem kulei is not totally in the divrei hanedar, but rather is totally in the chalais hanedar. That any time that there's going to be a miktas heter on mitzad the chalais, that's enough of a reason to say hotem kulei. But that, says the stapler, we can't say anymore because of this kasha from the Knesset Yechezkel that is mevor in the Mishnah, that by hafaras habal, even though there's a tzad that hafaras habal is the mafreya, nevertheless, we're not going to say hutar kulei. Says the stapler, we see from here, Yesoid, that the reason why Tosfos disagrees with Ramban is not because it's tali and the chalais, but rather, even according to Tosfos, the reason why we say hutar miktasar hutar kulei is only ba'ofen that the neder is batal, that there's a bittel on the divrei haneder. Rather, says the stipler, that there's still a chiluk between a hataras chachamim with charata and between a hafaras habal. Dehainu, that when a chacham is being matir, the neder, because of a charata, so he's matir the divrei haneder. He's being oiker the divrei haneder and saying that because you're mischarit and you're divrei haneder, I'm being oiker your divrei haneder. Masha'enkin, by hafaras habal, when the Torah gives the koyach to a baal, to mefer, his wife's nedarim, it's not the pshat that he's being oiker the divrei haneder, but rather that the Torah is monea, that there can't be a chalais neder neged ratzon habal. So because the baal is only oiker the chalais, and he's not b'msiachis b'chlal to the divrei haneder, that's why, even according to Tosfos, that by charata, it's going to be hutar kulei, but by hafaras habal, that's muskum l'kuleyama, that is not going to say hutar kulei. So that's what we have, that we thought that the machlokes between Tosfos and Ramban was, if hutar miktasar hutar kulei is tali in the divrei haneder, or if it's tali on the chalais haneder, but we said that al karchach can't be, because we see from the Mishnah and Daf Tzadik that by hafaras habal we don't say hutar miktasar hutar kulei, and that's why the machlokes between Tosfos and Ramban is not if it's tali in the divrei haneder, if it's tali in the chalais, but rather that even according to Tosfos, it's tali on the divrei haneder, and the machlokes is that what kind of Akiras Divrei HaNeder is going to say Hutar Kulei? That according to the Ramban, the only way that we're going to say Hutar Kulei is if we matter the Divrei HaNeder mikoyach, that it's a messed up neder, that the neder was betois. Whereas, according to the Tosfos, that even it's enough that we're okay, the Divrei HaNeder, even if the Divrei HaNeder wasn't a neder betois. But the emes is that it's not so pashut. That it seems that there is a tzad to say that we say hotem ektasar hotem kulei mitzad the chalois itself. That is that the Ran, so right before he speaks about hafara, he speaks about a different halacha, and that is the din of cher mei tzibur. So the Ran says that if a tzibur puts somebody in cherem, and afterwards that their matter mixed us of the neder, so b'kagavna we're not going to say hutar kulay. Why not? Because there's no heter l'mefreya. B'kagavna that there's no heter l'mefreya, that's gor pashut, that there's no reason to say hutar miktsas or hutar kulay. Now, is this halacha, is it muskum? The answer is no. That in Shuvas HaRosh, Klal Zayin, Simen Hei, says the Rosh that even by Cherem Eid Tzibur, we also say Hutar Miktsas or Hutar Kulay. So this puts us into a big problem. Because if we're going to say Hutar Miktsas or Hutar Kulay, even on something which is Mikana Lahaba, then that tells us clearly that the Din Hutar Miktsas or Hutar Kulay is only Mitzad HaChalais. And if that's the case, then how is the Rosh going to deal with the Mishnah by Hafaras Habal? So to answer the Rosh, we have to say that Hafara is different, that there's a specific Svara by Hafara Sabal, that over there it's not Shaykh B'chlal to say Hoda Miktsas or Hoda Kulay, even if by Chemer Tzibur there's Mikan Mahaba, there is. What's the difference? Because the staple was already Merames, that the side of Hafara Sabal is that the Torah is Moinea, that there should be a Chalois Isser Negen Ratzon Habal. The emes is that this Nusach is really based on the Lashna Gemara, Nedarim, the Kol HaNederes, Aldas Bailehi Nederes. The Hainu, that really, that a woman doesn't have the koyach to make a neder that mitzad herself, it has to come with the consent of the husband. And therefore, because Al Atzad, that he was Mefer, so it's not Chal the Isser, so it's not the Pshat that it was a Chalois Isser, and it was Chal and Akira on that Isser, but rather, that milchatchila was never chal. Milchatchila, the neder was mitletalya in the Ratzon Habal. If that's the case, that the chalais was milchatchila mitletalya, then it doesn't make sense to say hutar miktsas or hutar kulay. Whereas by Cherem Eid Tzibur, that there certainly was a chalais neder, that the neder was chal as a package deal, and therefore, but even that there's a breakage in the chalais neder, even if it's mikan l'haba, nevertheless, according to the Rosh, that is a reason for there to be a hutar kulay. So we have a machlekes between the Rosh and the other Rishonim that is the din, Hutar Miktsas or Hutar Kulay, is it tali in the Divrei HaNeder or is it tali in the Chalois HaNeder? That there's another nafkamino of this machlekes. The Pesach Tshuva in Resh Chavtes brings this famous suffix from the Sefer Kol Yankiv in a case that a person is makdish two behemoths and that he's makdish these two behemoths in the same hakdosha, and it turns out that one of them was a balmum. What's the halacha? Because it was a Baal Mum, so it was Batois, so it's not Chal the Hektish. And the question is going to be, the suffix of the Kol Yankiv is, that do we say b'kagavna that neder shehutar miktsas or hutar kulay, because he said these two hakdoshes in the same words, in the same divrei haneder, so is it, are we going to say that just like it wasn't Chal the neder, the Hektish, on the Baal Mum, so too it's not Chal on the Tomim. Now, the mashmais of the divrei, of the Kol Yankiv is, that maybe we only say Hutar Miktsas or Hutar Kulay Boifen, that it was Chal Neder, and then it was Batul the Neder. But Bikai Gavna, that it was Balmum, that Milchatchila, it wasn't Chal the Neder, so maybe Bikai Gavna, we don't say Hutar Miktsas or Hutar Kulay. To which the Nachlas Tzvi and the Shochan Aruch from the Baal HaPesach Tshuva, so he's Matmiya, how can the Kol Yaakov have such a Sofik? Haray, so Mishnah Meforeshes by us, the Ra Oysam Oichlim, that even though that by his father we don't need Hataras Chachamim, it's Pashut Me'elov, Midin Nidrash Kogus, that the Neder is Batal Lagabe the father, it's not a Pshat that he has to, that it's Chal and has to come before the Chacham to be Matter, but rather Milachatchila wasn't Chal, and nevertheless it's Mavor in the Mishnah that we say, so how, asked the Nachlas Tzvi, could the Kol Yaakov have such a sofik? How could he have forgotten a Mishnah Mefereshes? So the Stipler, so he addresses this question and he explains that there's a big difference between the Mishnah of Ra'as Ma'ichlim and the case of the Kol Yaakov of a Baal Mum. And that is that the sofik of the Kol Yaakov wasn't the way it sounds, that maybe B'kai Gavna that it was Nidr Shkogus, we don't say Hutar Kulay. Obviously, the Mishnah by us says that by Nidr Shkogus you say Hutar Miktsas or Hutar Kulay. But rather, what was the sofik of the Kol Yaakov? Says the Stipler, that the sofik of the Kol Yaakov was that maybe there's a difference between Nidr Shkogus and the case of Baal Mum. What's the difference? That in the case of Nidr Shkogus, so there's something wrong with my Dibur. That in a chanami, it's not chal milchatchila. However, that Lamai said there's something wrong with my dibur, that my dibur was koilo, my father and other people, and there was something wrong with my dibur. Masha'enkin, in the case of the Baal Mum, that there was absolutely nothing wrong with my dibur, there was no tois, everything was birotzen gomer. So what's the reason? What's the reason why it's not chal in the Baal Mum? It's for a halachuk halachic problem, that there's a zaitika problem, that the Isser Torah is Menea the Chalais. It's not my Das which is Menea the Chalais, but rather it's the Isser Torah which is Menea the Chalais Neder. Bikagavna asked the Koyankov, maybe the only time that we say is only when there's something wrong with the Neder, because the Neder was Betois, because I said Kulchem and I was Kulam, my father, and part of that Dibur was Betois, the Hanad, there was something wrong with the Dibur Haneder. Then maybe only over there do we say Hota Mektasa Hota Kulay. Masha'inke, in the case of I was Makdish Balmum, because there's nothing wrong with my Divr Haneder, but rather the only problem is Mitzad the Chalois, maybe Ba'ofen, that the reason why there's no Hektish, there's no Chalois Haneder, is only Mitzad of a Zaitika Halacha, the Hainu, that there's only Minia in the Chalois, there's no Minia in the Divr Haneder, maybe we only say Hota Mektasa Hota Kulay Mitzad the Dibor, and not Mitzad the Chalois. In the Heintika Svarim, so they bring a Raya Mufreshes to the Svara of the Stipler from the Tshuvas Haran in Siman Ayin Gimel, that the Ran was asked, what is the halacha by a person that takes a shvua to pay his friend Karen Veribis? So the question was that obviously it's not chad shvua to be over Divrei Torah, that he's going to pay the Ribis. And the question was that do we say Hutar Miksas or Hutar Kulay, that because it's Hutar Legabe, the Ribis, so hu adin, that it should be Hutar, the Shvua, also Lagabe, the Karen itself. So the Ran answered him, the Big Hagavna, we do not say Hutar Miksas or Hutar Kulay. Dehainu, that over there, that there's no tois in the fact that he wanted to make a Shvua to pay the Rebbes, that the reason why it's not Chal is not because there's something wrong with the Divrei HaShvua, but rather because the Halacha asks him from taking the Shvua. Therefore, it's the Halacha which is Menea the Shvua, which is Menea the Chalois HaShvua, and it's nothing wrong mitzad the Dibur. So this is really the exact same svara as the Stipler, that the only time that we're going to say Hutar Miksas or Hutar Kulay is only when there's something wrong with the Divrei Haneder, and not when there's something wrong with the Chalais Haneder. Or in other words, that the Ran is l'shitasai, that the Ran disagrees with the Rosh, that the only time that we say Hutar Miksas or Hutar Kulay is only when there's a Bayah, Mitzad, the Divrei Haneder, Masha'enke in the Rosh, that the Rosh holds, that there's, we say Hutar Miksas or Hutar Kulay even by Cher Mitzibur, even Ba'ofen, that there's nothing wrong with the Divrei Haneder, but rather it's only a bit of Mitzad v'chalois. That is the machlokes. Do we say Hutar Miksas or Hutar Kulay when there's only Mitzad v'chalois? And that is the suffix of the Kol Yankiv. So we have Nafkaminas. What is the nafkamina between the machlokes, that if we say Hutar Miksas or Hutar Kulay is it only Mitzad the Divrei Haneder or Mitzad v'chalois? The first of all, we have the case of the Pischei Tshuva b'shem the Kol Yankiv. What's going to be the halacha when I makdish two behemas? One of them is Baal Mum. We have the nafkamina of the Tshuva Saran, but often that I took a shvua to be parea the Karen v'chaimish, and we have the sharish of machlokes. That what is the din? Do we say Hutar Miksas or Hutar Kulay when a tzibur is matter acher me tzibur? And the tzad shava is: do we say Hutar Miksas or Hutar Kulay only mitzad the Divrei Haneder or also mitzad the Chalais? Now the last thing I want to discuss is that when we in this halacha of neder shehutar miksas or hutar kulay, that when do we consider something one neder and when do we consider it two nedarim? So the Ran, so he brings the sugya and shvuas, that it depends how a person says something. That if he says shvua leze, then the fact that he didn't say vav that makes it that each one is separate. Where he says leze uleze uleze uleze, so the vav is mechaber. It's all called one neder, and the afkamina is going to be if we're going to say b'kai gavna hutar miktasoi hutar kulay. That the same idea we found in the Tosis we've seen before, the Tosis in Shvuas Daf Chav Zayin. So he says that if a person is mekabel himself shtei naziris, so because he was nachas l'diyuka, he was nachas l'minyana, because he said a number, so the number is considered that it's two separate shvuas, and because it's two different shvuas, so we don't say b'kai gavna hutar miktasoi hutar kulay. So there's a suffix in the Rivash, in Simon Reis Tzadik Aleph. So he wants to know, what if I don't separate it mefurish, I don't say something like a number, and I don't say something that I undo the chibur by saying luzeh, luzeh, luzeh. But on the other hand, it's mechudish to say that it's called one neder. Why? Because the two things have absolutely nothing to do with each other. For example, the case of the Rivash is that I take a neder that I'm not going to eat grapes, and I'm not going to wear silk. So the shaila is that when I put two things that have nothing to do with each other together, that is it called one neder that we should say hoto miktasar hoto kulay, or do we say that, come on, who are you fooling? These are two completely separate nedarim. It doesn't make a difference that I said them in the same breath. So the Rivaj, he brings a raya that it says in the Gemara in Shavuos daf chavez mabez that if a person takes neder that he's not gonna eat or drink, and he's over the neder, so it says it's chayush time that we separate the achila and the shtia into two separate chiyuvei shvur. But the Machne Ephraim Shavuos Siman Tes, so he says that over there it's not a raya. Why is it not a raya? Because the emes is that if a person would have just said shlo eicha, so the halacha is that achila is koil shtia as well. So from the fact that this person, that he wasn't mistapik with the fact that the shtia is b'chal achila, and he said shtia separately, so we see that this person is machshiv shtia to be separate than achila. And because he goes out of his way to mention the shtia, that's why, says the Machne Ephraim, it's considered a separate shvur. And therefore, says the Machne Ephraim, it's not a raya to the Safek of the Rivash. And the emes is, says the Machne Ephraim, that he has a raya from the Rosh for Kert. What's the raya? From the Rosh by our sugya. We discussed earlier in the Shita's Rabbah, that Rabbah says that there's a halacha that in order to have hotam miktasar hotam kulay, you have to have mishana. So the Rosh was mistapik, what's going to be in a case that it doesn't make sense to have mishana? Because a person said that he's going to ask himself from basar v'yayin. So over there, basar v'yayin, so if he would have thought more, he would have just said basar. It doesn't make sense to say mishana. There's no two ways to say basar. Says the Machne Ephraim, it's mevor in the Rosh that the only suffix of the Rosh was that is this called is a chisaron that there's no mishana. But that was pasha to the Rosh, that if a person makes a neder on basar v'yayin, that even though the two things have nothing to do with each other, nevertheless, it's called one neder. So says the Machne Ephraim, we see mefurish in the Rosh, that even b'kagavdin, that the two things have nothing to do with each other, so nevertheless, because I said them in the same breath, so we say, hotu miktosai hotu kule. Whereas, according to the Shita Sarivash, that ba'ofen, that the two things have nothing to do with each other, so it's considered two separate nedarim. That Ulai Yeshleimar, that the Rivash is really not a stira to the Rosh. And the reason is because the Rivash will tell you that the only thing I was mistapik about was by something that the two things really have nothing to do with each other. But the Rosh, what was he talking about? He was talking about Basar V'yayin. So Basar V'yayin, that they do have something to do with each other. That first of all, they're both food. And second of all, they're both things which are misamech a person. So maybe, but even that the two things, they do have a kesher to each other. So that's my way of saying I'm not going to eat happy foods. So al kapanim, even if the Rosh is not a stira to the Shitas HaRivash, but al kapanim, there is a machlokes between the Rivash and the Machne Ephraim in a case that there's no connection between the two things of the neder. It could be that this suffix that we have, that is two completely separate things, this is called one neder, utun nedarim, it could be that it's dependent on the suffix that we saw earlier, if the din hotu miktasar hotu kula is dependent on the divrei haneder or is tali in the chalais haneder. Dahainu, that even if we'll say, even if we'll grant the Machne Ephraim that just because I said it together, so that makes it one neder, but I think that only makes it one divrei haneder. But it certainly, there's no connection between the chalaisisra of one and the chalaisisra of the other. So it could be that if Hotam Miktasar Hotam Kula is dependent on the Divrei Haneder, then it's possible to connect two separate things. Whereas if the Din Hotam Miktasar Hotam Kula is dependent on the Chalois, over here it's going to be a Chumra, that Mitzad the Chalois, it's certainly two completely separate Chaloisim. The Chalois Isra Achila and the Chalois Levishas Meshi is certainly two different Chaloisim. And therefore it could be that if it's Tali and the Chalois, then it's Pashut that we're going to look at them as two separate things and we're not going to say Hotam Miktasar Hotam Kula.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.